Daily News Brief, July 14, 2026. Top of mind, big bank earnings smashed records across the board, GS, JPM, BAC, C, WFC, investment banking and equity trading were the standout engines, with GS stock trading revenue up 72%, JPM equity trading up 86%, and BOFA equity trading hitting a record. The CPI print simultaneously came in cooler than expected, headline 0.4% MOEM core flat, which slashed July Fed rate hike odds from 50% to 17%. However, oil continues its ascent, Brent above 87, as the US Hormuz blockade re-escalates, putting a floor under inflation expectations. The net takeaway, rate hike fear abated temporarily, but the NACO trade and supply side risk remain the dominant macro overlay. Catalyst Radar, Fed Chair. Warsh testimony continues Wednesday. PPI data tomorrow monthly, OPEX July 18th, FOMC July 29th. IBM's pre-announcement miss, 23%, sets a cautious tone for tech sector earnings. Analyst Arsh opinion columns. WSJ heard on the street, AI, biotech. AI has not yet proven it can change the economics of drug development. The core problem is not idea generation, but clinical trial success. Only 1 in 10 candidates reaches market. Eroom's law, Moore's law backward, still holds. AI believers concede it will take several more years for validation. Thesis, don't chase the AI drug discovery narrative into near-term earnings. Markets. Oil, Brent surged another 5% plus to $87.01, WTI above $80. The Nacho trade is back, market now pricing effectively zero chance. Hormuz returns to pre-war normal, Houthis fired missiles at Saudi Arabia, widening the conflict. Gold recovered 0.8% to $4,020 after dropping below 4K like Monday. Non-yielding bullion still under pressure from sticky oil-driven rate expectations, but the cooler CPI print offered a bid. Bonds, 10YR yield dropped 7 BP to 4.55% after CPI. 2YR fell 10 BP to 4.18%. The curve steepened modestly on the dovish data surprise. Dollar, Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index fell 0.5%. EUR, USD to 1.1450, GBP, USD to 1.3430. Equity futures, S&P 500, plus 0.5%, NDX plus 1.4%, led by semiconductor bounce back after SK Hynix ADR rally, Dow flat. IBM 23% weighing on Dow, but bank earnings providing offset. Economy, CPI, headline fell 0.4%, MOEM versus plus 0.1% expected, YY down to 3.5% from 4.2%. Core was flat MOM and 2.6% YYI. A clear downside beat reduces immediate pressure on the Fed to hike at the July meeting, but oil risk remains live. Fed rate hike odds, July hike odds collapsed to 17% from 42% Monday. Market still pricing one full hike by year end. Business finance, bank earnings, big five beat, GS profit, plus 78%, record equity trading revenue, JPM record profit, equity trading, plus 86%, BOFA profit, plus 27%, record equity trading, C plus 45%, WFC plus 17%, all cited strong investment banking fees, SpaceX IPO, M&A, and equity trading. Despite the beats, JPMC and WFC were pre-market red, possibly on expense guidance, JPM raised full-year expense view, or profit-taking. IBM pre-announced Q2 revenue of 17.2B, missed by 700 memos, and EPS of 2.93, missed by 0.08. Blamed the Z17 mainframe launch stumble, supply chain capex shifts, and large deals slipping. Shares, 24% pre-market, dragging down software peers, MSFT, 2.8%, ADBE, 4.8%, INTU, 5%. World geopolitics, Strait of Hormuz. US reinstated the blockade on Iranian shipping. Trump also proposed a 20% toll on all cargo passing through Hormuz. Iran attacked two UAE tankers, Al Bahia, Mombasa B. The UAE is accelerating plans for a new East Coast port to bypass Hormuz. Saudi Arabia is diverting Qabr 4MBD through the East-West Petroline to Yanbu. City warned the toll plan materially raises risk of further escalation. China called for immediate restoration of normal Hormuz passage, but did not offer any concrete diplomatic intervention. Russia-Ukraine. Ukraine attacked two Russian refineries and five tankers overnight. Russia struck Odessa fuel facilities, technology, AI. IBM contagion. the software infrastructure miss is being read across to other enterprise tech names. Microsoft, Adobe, Intuit, all lower. The issue is a CapEx reprioritization towards servers, storage, memory, not a demand collapse, but it creates near-term noise. Data centers. WSJ reports developers are looking to offload majority equity stakes worth tens of billions this summer, a record wave of M&A. SLB and Liberty Energy partnered to provide modular power parts to data centers, energy companies increasingly integrating into AI infrastructure. Turbine supply chain. Demand for turbine blades and vanes is surging across aerospace and gas turbines for data centers. Howmet expects gas turbine revenue to double in 3 to 5 years. Backlogs for heavy-duty turbines are up to 8 years. SK Hynix options. Begin trading today. Retail bottleneck bros are piling into options on the memory supplier, viewing it as the next high-beta AI supply chain play. Standouts. Warren Buffett excluded the Gates Foundation from this year's charitable stock donations, citing an unresolved review of the foundation's ties to Jeffrey Epstein, marks a break from a 2006 irrevocable pledge. Dangote Refinery stopped selling petroleum products in Naira, reverting to dollar pricing, a reversal of a landmark 2024 plan that will likely renew pressure on the Nigerian Naira. Pentagon NDAA. A provision, Section 815, would require Pentagon approval for stock buybacks and dividends by defense contractors. The Chamber of Commerce and 40 business groups are urging the Senate to strike it.